Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Well, Lee, did you ever see the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good movie, right?
Yeah.
Now we got a new Wolf of Wall Street. Her name is Nancy Pelosi. And boy, is she getting rich.
Mm.
For a person who hates capitalism like she does, at least for everyone else.
Wonder if she's paying her fair share of taxes, as they always often say of the rich.
I don't know. Take a listen, though. This went viral on X yesterday. Laura Ingraham picked it up.
Pop the champagne because Nancy Pelosi officially did it. According to Autopilot, her portfolio finished 2024 up 54%. Literally did better than the majority of professional hedge fund managers. Stocks like Nvidia, which was up almost 177%, and Amazon, which was up almost 46% in 2024, and Broadcom, which she bought back in June of 2024. And since then, the chart speaks for itself.
Such a smart woman.
Yeah.
To be able to figure all that out.
I don't guess any insider trading could possibly have gone wrong, like, you know, like Martha Stewart was accused of. But anyway.
Didn't she go to prison for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Pelosi has liberal privilege, well, the only kind there actually is. So there you go. Well, but, you know, she was asked about this incredible track record. I mean, honestly, she should retire from Congress and open a hedge fund. I mean, everybody would invest. I would invest, wouldn't you? If she could do this. Here she's asked about it.
Should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, this is a free market and people, we are a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
Over the course of your career, has your husband ever made a stock purchase or sale based on information received from you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
She walks off.
Yeah. I'm sure that her handlers immediately walked her out of there because that could potentially be, false information there.
Yeah. So it's unbelievable what she's been able to do. And, kudos to Laura Ingraham last night for just wanting to know more, as do we all, so we can invest.
Yeah, that investment firm, Autopilot, that tracks politician stock trades, shows that Pelosi more than doubled the returns of the S&P and beat the NASDAQ by just 25%. And it gets better. The former speaker's portfolio also topped that of several major hedge funds. So what's the secret?
Beats me.
Well, boy, because you remember Hillary famously made a lot of money in cattle futures and other things and some real estate deals. So maybe Pelosi and Hillary ought to get together and start a hedge fund.
Yeah, you'd think this kind of thing would, like, you know, catch the notice of, I don't know, the Department of Justice.
Yeah, you would think, or maybe the SEC.
Yeah, like in between, say, the SEC going after Elon Musk criminally and maybe the DOJ targeting parents who say mean things about Democrat school board members in Virginia and, you know, surveilling Catholics. And maybe they could check into this stuff sometime. Yeah.
Not going to happen.
I know. But anyway, so I just thought I'd bring that out. Okay, meanwhile, you can tell, RFK, by the way, the Democrats have announced he's got enough Democrat votes that with Republican votes, he's probably going to be confirmed HHS secretary. And Lee, yeah, things are already changing.
Mm-hmm.
In ways that I got, listen to just kind of what's happened, because it's actually cool, but then simultaneously kind of terrifying. At the same time, listen to, I mean, these things keep coming out, right? It's almost as if they want to get it out before Kennedy can walk in the building and break it, like this from NBC News. An amazing admission. Headline, this is 2 days ago. Fluoride scrutinized for possible effect on children's brains. Well, I thought fluoride was just yummy. We should just gobble it up like Flintstones. A new review of previous research links fluoridated water with slightly lower IQs in children. Huh? Really? Are you kidding me? This is all, it's all just starting to come out, all of the study. From where? NIH, National Institutes of Health. What? Isn't that one of the agencies he's going to oversee?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, weird. Just in case you want to know how dumb the fluoride in your water will make your kids, here you go, NBC News. For every small increase of fluoride found in kids' urine, and they actually have it titrated to a scale, but I won't bore you with that, there is a decrease of 1.63 IQ points in children. Oh, it's permanent. NBC News, y'all. And you know what? I feel so vindicated because I have been reading his newsletter for years and he has been screaming this into the wilderness, right? Well, notice the pattern here. This stuff keeps happening. All of a sudden, it's coming from the government. Look at this one. FDA, right? This was last week. I meant to get to it. Headline, FDA moving to ban red dye 3 from food.
Yeah.
Wow, of their own volition? Yeah, like how'd they come up with that? Well, I was probably the part where he said we're going to go ahead and fire entire agencies inside these agencies because they're corrupt. It was probably that. I think there's a lot of bureaucrats trying to keep their jobs. The Food and Drug Administration is moving to suddenly ban artificial dye red 3, otherwise known as erythrocene, from foods within the next few weeks. Oh, they're in a hurry.
Yeah.
You can't make this part up. Jim Jones. Jim Jones?
That's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods at the FDA announced this to a Senate meeting. The FDA is in a process of deciding the ban, but they think they'll go forward with it. Yeah, it's one of those hormone interrupters. Boys get especially affected. But you know what else the other side effect is? ADHD. It does damage to your central nervous system.
Mm.
Oh, it was introduced right around the time ADHD became an epidemic too, but I'm sure that was just coincidence.
Of course.
By the way, you can't, you would be hard pressed to even find foods with this in it in the UK, because if you put it in a food, you have to put a toxic materials warning on the food.
That sort of hurts your marketing campaign, doesn't it?
Yeah, looky here. I wonder what's causing this. Oh, look, Red 3 has been a target of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Then again, we had warning labels on cigarettes for decades. That didn't do much.
Yeah, no. So, you know, don't be smoking the Red Dye 3, let me tell you what. Because.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, let's keep going. I'm having so much fun because it doesn't end there. All of a sudden, headline. FDA, wait, isn't that an agency RFK is going to oversee?
Yeah.
Yeah. FDA finds DNA contamination in Pfizer COVID vax. No. Because I'm old enough to remember when you would be censored on Facebook for writing that and do a turn in Facebook jail.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the first real public hearing on that happened here in South Carolina. Doctors showing up there to testify and say, listen, there is a dangerous level of DNA in these vaccines. After that, the Surgeon General of Florida, Joseph Latipo, said, don't take them. It can cause cancer and a lot of other bad things. And what did our government say? Misinformation, fake. No, not. Listen to what they just did. I don't know if this is a sick joke or what, but you know what the FDA just did? You know how they put this out? That there is actually DNA contamination in Pfizer COVID vax? They funded a study, I kid you not, in the Journal of High School Science, funded by the FDA, just published, carried out by three high school students from Virginia under the supervision of FDA scientists. They found the levels of DNA, our government denied it was in there, said that was misinformation, censored people for it. The students found the levels of residual DNA in the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine were between 6 and 470 times higher than regulatory safety limits.
And they farmed out that study to high school students.
It's one of these things, are they mocking us?
Yeah.
If high school students could figure this out?
Yeah.
I mean, with the supervision of FDA scientists? again, what might be triggering all these emissions? It's RFK. They don't want him going out there in front of the podium and calling them down so they can say, oh, we knew about that. That's old news. And that's just a small sample of what is, you know, what they've done. I can't wait. We're going to get rid of so much of this junk. Here's RFK with a few more ideas of where we could begin. Stuff, again, that is banned in Europe because it's dangerous.
Let's talk about the pesticides and the things that worry you about. I mean, this looks like fresh food, right? What should I be worried about here?
Yeah, I mean, the irony is, like, for example, my wife loves kale, and she had the impression that kale is actually good for you. If it's organic, it's very good for you. But most kale and strawberries, for example, grapes, are contaminated with pesticides, and particularly the Environmental Working Group has found what they call the dirty dozen, some of the worst pesticides on these products. So, you know, I look at a strawberry and I think, oh, this is a healthy food. Right. But in most cases, unless it's organic, certified organic, you are getting something that's actually hurting you.
Yep. Honestly, I'm to the point, having read RFK for years, I won't eat a vegetable unless it's organic because I know it's loaded with pesticides. It's actually worse for me than just not eating a vegetable. But we're going to hear all of that from RFK and more. The FDA and the HHS, and they all know it's coming and they're throwing it out there. They're telling the American people the truth for the first time. They're admitting this stuff. Amen. So much. You know what? I love doing this much to good news. I mean, yeah, these chemicals are bad, but we're going to get rid of them. That's good news. It's massive warp speed progress. It's the result of winning.